Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Leventhal, a Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning from Washington as we're talking more about the fallout from the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And Dave, we're hearing all kinds of calls for a reset to tone down the political rhetoric. Social media is also at the center of this as well. A deadline for TikTok is coming up soon, this week. And it looks like there may be a framework for this right now as U.S. and China are reaching a deal. What do you know about it?
And where do we begin? I could add about 10 things to that list, Susan, on things happening in Washington, D.C. this week and even today. But let's tackle TikTok first. This is something that is quite literally years in the making. And there has been so much lobbying that has been taking place, particularly from TikTok, who has a whole team of lobbyists here in Washington, D.C., trying to get a deal that is going to, in essence, blunt the Trump administration's effort and even the Biden administration's, when you go back to last year, to do something different with TikTok and, in essence, take it out of Chinese control when it comes to TikTok's presence here in the United States. A very weird kind of underappreciated wrinkle in all of this is that Derek Dockery, the former offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills, is actually a lobbyist for ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, and that is directly in negotiations with this. So it appears that of all the things that have happened up to this point, that there may be some sort of deal struck. We don't have any details at this point, Susan, but it is something that definitely the both sides are seemingly going toward by the end of this year.
Now, that's a heck of a career change. Not many people can go from snapping footballs and blocking 300-pound linemen to being the mouthpiece in Washington for a Chinese social media conglomerate. I mean, what a switch. Dave, the one thing...
Didn't have that on our bingo card, no.
Yeah. The one thing that we've been talking a lot about, especially in the last week, when it comes to TikTok, is if there's maybe any renewed heat on this, or if this is strictly a trade or international relations sort of deal, where, I mean, so many people have been, you know, in my mind, rightfully pointing the finger at social media for the role it has in really ramping up the temperature of every political argument that's occurring in this country, of radicalizing people, of people spending far too much time online, and if there's anything we can do about it. And here, I mean, just a week later, we'll be staring at a deadline to ban TikTok, as is the law of the land. I'm wondering if that aspect is being talked about at all in Albany, or if all the TikTok talk just is about China, U.S. relations, and trade.
It's about all of the above. And look, for so many people across the country, they not only rely on TikTok for entertainment purposes and watching funny videos and the bemusement of it all, but also for business purposes too. And that's one of the major lobbying points that have been offered not only by professional lobbyists, but also grassroots people to the extent that they are some people like to call them AstroTurf advocates, but nevertheless, they feel that if TikTok was simply to go away, that they would be hurt, and that would undercut a major priority for the current administration, which is to give life to small business and help people be more wealthy than they might be otherwise. So that is a major factor in all of this. And one thing that China wants is it wants to retain as much control as it possibly can, including of the algorithm that is driving TikTok and that makes it so addictive. And speaks to your point, Brian, of, well, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it can be both at the same time. And I think that's the heart of these pardon me, negotiations and the debate as to what is the correct balance to strike, because there would be so much backlash if TikTok was just simply banned and cast away from being able to do business here in the United States.
Dave, you know, we're also hearing a lot about people losing their jobs, especially in education, because of social media posts following Kirk's death. And here also this morning, report about people here on visas in this country being deported for the same thing.
Yeah, well, this speaks to a really fundamental issue that has come about in a major way in the days after Charlie Kirk's murder, which is the issue of free speech. And on one hand, you have free speech absolutists who say, look, I may hate what you're saying. I may think that you are the most despicable person in the world for tweeting what you tweet on X or saying what you say on a website or going on television and saying something I fundamentally disagree with, but I will defend to the death your right to say it, to quote a founding father. But at the same time, too, you have Pam Bondi, the attorney general, who went on a podcast yesterday and basically declared war on what she described as hate speech. And hate speech is typically something that we hear from the far left is being just something that should be banned and be separate and apart from our First Amendment free speech. Right. So either you believe in free speech or you don't, in a way. And this is the conversation that has really just come to the fore in an incredible fashion, again, in the just past several days since Charlie Kirk was killed in Utah.
Dave, as always, thank you for joining us this morning. Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, with us live. And again, we're expected to hear a little bit more later on today about the man accused of killing Kirk. He's expected to be formally charged. We'll find out a little bit more about what evidence police have gathered in the last week against him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.